This is something that you guys have been running for several weeks, I suppose, but it looks like you're down to crunch time right now. What exactly are you doing or trying to accomplish here?
All we're trying to do is pull together just as many items, necessities, goodies, whatever we can get together for our soldiers overseas. We started on the 13th, and we're gonna let it run through January the 7th. We've got a Boy Scout troop that's gonna come out on the 7th and help us pack up the boxes, decorate them if we can, put personal notes inside, and we're just looking for essential items, anything that you would want yourself if you were thousands of miles away from home and couldn't get free birds, of course.
Yeah. Anything specifically or anything along those lines that you're looking for?
We have a wish list, and one of the things that's on the wish list is Ziploc bags, which is something that, you know, you wouldn't think about until you realize they're in the middle of a bunch of sand, and everything that they're trying to keep sand out of is getting sand into. So razors, good shaving cream.
So personal care items.
Uh-huh.
Not
socks.
You said socks?
Mm-hmm.
And not just non-perishable food items, but non-perishable food items, personal care items, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mouthwash, Blistex, beef jerky. I'm sitting here looking at the... another good thing to remember is when you're sending things, if you're going to send something that has any kind of like a dryer sheet scent, you don't want to put it in with your Oreos because you're going to end up getting dryer sheets and inflavored Oreos. They're not going to taste very good.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very good there.
But like Scrabble games, Yahtzee, anything that, cards, anything that'll help them pass the time, magazines. You can't send any fun, real fun stuff, you know, no alcohol, no obscene materials, no firearms, no nothing like that.
Right.
And then, of course, you have to remember that they're going to be exposed to a lot of bouncing around, a lot of heat and cold. So don't do anything with aerosol, nothing in a glass container, but just anything that, you know, you would want.
So how did all of this come about?
We were just trying to come up with an event. We have 5 veterans currently here at Blue Bonnet House. And since we kind of cater to veterans a little bit, we thought it'd be good to do something for our soldiers and the people that are currently over there that will be veterans someday that are preserving our freedom.
Now, if I want to drop off some goods, how do I do that?
The 2 drop locations are our house here on Victoria, Blue Bonnet House, and at Milliken House, which is on Villa Maria. That's our sister house. And you're just more than willing to drop off. And honestly, if something needed to be picked up, I'm willing to come pick it up. I've hit up all the hotels and, just anything that we can do I'm more than willing to load my car up and bring it all out here.
How's the response been so far?
Not very good. Milliken has absolutely nothing, and I've got 4 boxes.
Well, that's a shame.
So, yeah, well, but I mean, you know, it's crazy time. I'm kind of hoping that, it's, you know, now that Christmas is over, New Year's is fixing to be over, we'll have the rest of this week and next week to really get some good positive energy going and get everybody behind this and supporting us.
And what's the deadline you're looking at?
January the 7th.
So that's extended because we had heard that it was New Year's Eve that you were trying to get everything.
We were going to try to get everything by New Year's Eve and give the stragglers some time and still not ship out till the 7th, but we're just going to let it go ahead and run through the 7th. Because we haven't had a very good response.
And if people have any questions, what's the best way to get those questions answered?
They can give me a call here at the house, at Blue Bonnet House. Our number is 693-9699. Or they can call Amber Charlton at Milliken House. And the number there is 823-4446.